kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon sa ikalimang araw ng lockdown o community quarantine sa Pilipinas, sa Malate, ang mag-asawang si Rod at Debbie Serohales. Kamusta?
Hello po, mabuti. We are fine dito sa maliit naming apartment dito sa Malate, sa Manila.
Kamusta ka na, Debbie?
Oh, we're going okay, thank you. We've actually gone from community quarantine to enhanced community quarantine, which is more stricter rules to follow.
Hindi
but we're doing fine.
Hindi ba mainit? Kasi pa-summer na ngayon.
It is hot. We're thankful kasi we have a provision of air conditioning in our house. But we need sunshine sometimes and we go out and we also very thankful kasi mayroon kaming car park and it's medyo malaki din. Kaya nakakagala din yung mga bata sa labas, but not actually sa labas ng compound.
So, lumipat kayong mag-anak sa Pilipinas noong 2018. Magdadalawang taon na simula noong Abril?
Tama po.
Ito ay para sa trabaho mo sa Salvation Army?
Opo. And Debbie can speak more about it.
So we work for the Salvation Army here in Manila. I am the literary secretary, so I'm responsible for the War Cry, the publication that the Salvation Army put out, but also I'm the public relations secretary for the Philippines, for the Salvation Army. So that's quite a challenge at the moment because normally I am sharing what the Salvation Army is doing, but we're limited to what we can do right now because we're not allowed to be outside. So it's been a bit challenging to be able to report some stories at the moment.
So you were posted from here in Australia in Ballarat to Manila.
Yeah, we were. But Rod also has his role also that he's the territorial or the country's core program secretary. So he's responsible for like the programs that run within the church. So he's busy with that also for the church around the Philippines.
Pero sa ngayon, medyo hindi, kung hindi ka nakakamali, walang misa o walang pulong ng malalaking pulong sa komunidad, hindi ba?
Opo, wala po. We advise not to, but we are also telling the churches of the Salvation Army here in the Philippines to do creatively. And so some of them are pre-recorded sermon or messages and send out to the congregation so that they will also listen to the word of God. And we strictly advise them not to have to and implement the, what do you call this one, the social...
Distancing?
Distancing, yep, that's it. And we also advise them to do creatively. So some of the churches here in the Salvation Army, I'm speaking of the Salvation Army, is that they're pre-recording the sermon and the way they singing and praise and worship and then save it and then send it to the congregation through Facebook to their congregation so that they could be able to listen also to the Word of God. But in general as well, the government is limiting the masses and the church service all over the Philippines.
Kita ko ang uso sa Pilipinas ngayon dahil pinagbawal ang misa ay yung mga live streaming ng mga misa, hindi ba?
Exactly, that's what they're doing. So if we are telling them, the churches, if they have a good access of internet, but recognizing that not everyone has, especially those who are living in the mountains or in the provinces na live. Di masyado, but I think they could do creatively to reach out their congregations. That's what we advise them to do.
So, ang mag-anak mo, kayo lahat ay unang nakabase dito sa Australia. Mayroong nagkarong opsyon na bumalik. Bakit kayo nagdesisyon na manatili?
Well, we actually found out that we had a limited time to make a decision. So, when the president said that we were going into enhanced quarantine, that we had 72 hours, foreigners had 72 hours to leave. So we spoke it through and we decided that we actually think it would be best for us to come back to Australia. But financially, we couldn't manage it. When we got there, we have nowhere to stay. So, you know, how could we support ourselves? Flights were incredibly limited. So really, that was our decision made for us, that we couldn't do that at the moment. And there are many challenges that come with not being able to go back. You know, obviously you want to be with family. Australia is struggling also with this situation, but to be closer to family and friends would probably offer a little bit more comfort. It's quite isolating. And if, you know, someone was to be sick or something happened here, we just can't get out. So that can have a feeling of anxiety when you feel a bit trapped because there's no way we can actually leave the country anymore.
And how are you coping now?
For me, I have my moments. Because personally, you know, we're doing fine. I'm fine in the daytime because the sun is shining and everything seems fine. We're secure. We have what we need at the moment. But then there are times when, you know, it would be good to be able to get on a plane and come back to be around something, family and friends and things that are familiar as well. But this is where we are, and we're going okay. We have food on the shelf, which is more than I can see from my news feed of many.
Paper.
We have toilet paper. So we're more thankful for that, I think, to be able to have food and access to that.
At Rod, syempre sa Pilipinas, di ba, uso sa atin yung mga kapitbahay, nag-uusap, yung labas-masok sa bahay. Paano yung community, enhanced community quarantine? Naging mas mahirap ba para sa mga Pinoy?
I think it's a challenge for the Filipinos knowing our culture and yung pakikipagkapitbahay. As what you said is that yung iba dito ay they're still doing it. Ang tigas ng mga ulo, nakikita ko sa news. Dahil nga hindi mo maalis sa kaisipan ng mga Filipinos na ganun. Pero I think the government still and the barangays especially are still implementing yung every now and then may mga announcement at mga news na kailangan na sa loob ng bahay. Yeah, it's I think it's a challenge for them really on how to do it. And I, again, credit to the government, to the barangays, and they're doing really well in implementing it.
So kahit ba yung tindahan ni Manang sa kanto sarado?
Ah, dito meron. Malapit kami sa 7-Eleven, pero yung bago mag 7-Eleven, meron pong maliit na tindahan si Manang at si Manong, ay bukas pa rin sila. At they're wearing yung mask. But I'm just thinking, paano kaya pag maraming bibili? So, at makikita mo pa rin, pag-araw, lalo pag-araw, marami pa rin tao sa kanto, yung mga tambay-tambay. Hindi siya ganun kadami, katulad nung walang quarantine. Ngayon, meron pa rin, mangilan-ilan. Pero paggabi talaga, talagang tahimik. Parang hindi nga kami nakatira sa Maynila na nakita namin. Kasi nga sa curfew na in-implement din ng government, especially yung mga barangays they're very strictly implementing it. Kung wala kang ID, kung wala kang quarantine pass, ay hindi ka palalabasin, lalo na paggabi. And of course, paggabi.
Pero nabanggit ninyong dalawa na patuloy pa rin ang mga meeting ninyo.
Opo, thank you for the technology that we have. So, we have an online meetings sa office. So kahit malayo kami sa isa't isa, so we're using our, we call it Teams, in Office 365 in the Salvation Army website. And so we can still function, we can still plan with together with the rest of the leaders here in the Philippine territory of the Salvation Army.
Also, for me as PR, I'm starting to hear some stories coming through of the work that the Salvation Army are doing. Obviously, it's limited because we're really not able to be outside. But some places, they're allowed to go to the shops between 8 and 10 and 3 and 5 in the afternoon. So in their times when they go out to do their personal shop, then they're dropping things off at the doorstep of people in need. So they can't actually spend time with them, but they're finding ways to assist them where they can. Also, we have Salvation Army people. We have a person who's part of a barangay or a suburb team who's helping in the community there. So we're trying our best with the limitations to still have the Salvation Army visible in the community.
So I guess, Debbie, you're witnessing how resourceful Filipinos are in times like these.
Yes, well, I mean, I've lived here now in total for nearly 8 years, so I'm very aware of the Filipino culture and the customs and how they can come together. And they're very resilient, and even though it's a challenge all around the world, they're able to find ways to help one another. So it's wonderful to see.
Kamusta naman ang mga anak ninyo? Kasi hindi rin sila pumapasok sa school, hindi ba?
Well, initially they were all excited about not having to go to school, being able to stay home and do what they like. But we need to have a routine in the house as much as possible. And the school work continues. The teachers are working hard from home and we get sent through assignments and work that they need to do. Because for us, their class doesn't finish. The end of school year isn't until middle of May. So we try to have half a day where they can relax and do something fun, but then they have half a day where they need to do their schoolwork. So that's a challenge because we're also continuing to work where possible. So it's been quite busy and we live in a very small space. So it can be frustrating and their personalities can come out strongly at times. So we're thankful we also have a big car park downstairs. We used to think it was the worst backyard ever because there's no grass. But we have a massive car park, so they still have space to ride their scooter, and each day we have some outside time. So we can't go beyond the gate, but they're getting some fresh air and some exercise too, which is good.
And how about for supplies when you need them? Are you able to go out as well?
Yes, may mga oras na inalaan na pwede kang magbumili ng mga pagkain, gamot, yung necessities, provided na dalhin mo yung quarantine pass mo kasi i-check nila. So, normally, like I go shop in Robinson's, Manila, which is closer. Wala nga kaming sasakyan, maglakad ka nga lang, pero walang public transport kasi, kaya maglalakad lang, pero it's okay. Food is enough, I think, and there's more sa mga sa shops. Nakita ko sa news sa Australia, ang daming empty shelves na wala na pagkain, wala na toilet paper. But here, we're still thankful kasi kahit pa paano meron, puno pa rin siya at hindi pa rin siya nagkukulang. I think mga tao bumibili pero hindi yung hoarding. I think so. We just buy enough and always storing a little bit sa bahay din po para ma-minimize yung paglabas ng sa community.
So yung quarantine pass, isang tao sa isang mag-anak o kahit sino sa isang mag-anak?
Tama, isang tao sa isang family. So yung ID na yon ay nakapangalan lang sa akin at hindi pwedeng lumabas yung mga bata at si Debbie, pero yung ako lang. Kaya yung lalabas at may karapatang lumabas. Tama ba yun?
Yan. So, sana mas bumuti pa ang mga kalagayan sa susunod na araw at hinahangad namin ng malusog at mapayapang mga susunod na araw para sa iyo at iyong mag-anak, Rod and Debbie.
Maraming salamat. Yun din ang nahangad din namin ng bawat isa na we're facing this challenge globally, not just here in the Philippines but also there in Australia. And now, ganun din po, yung haharapin natin ito na malusog at may malaking pananampalataya na malalampasan natin itong mga pagsubok na ito. Salamat din po.
Maraming salamat, Debbie.
Thank you so much. We really appreciated you wanting to hear more of our story and we appreciate the prayers and thoughts of everybody.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.